Oh yeah, CUNY Radio. My name is Corey Cool. I represent Cool University. Did you miss me, my people? I missed you. So glad to be back with you this week. You know, a lot to talk about, man. Before we go into that, please make sure you like, subscribe, leave a comment, a 5-star rating, whatever you might think is fair, but most of all, share. Well, not only because sharing is caring, but we need to grow. And it's up to you to help me do such a thing. So, you know, relatively quiet week myself. I just got back from my second home, Old Town, sunny Orlando, Florida. Man, I'm telling you, my old age, I'm headed there. It's gonna be me in the sun, you know, little jogging suit, zipper down, little taco meat out, you know what I mean, driving to get me some frozen yogurt. But yo, funny enough, right, I was on the flight with some animals, straight up. Can you picture the old train, right, that took the circus from town to town? That right there was my JetBlue flight. I'm telling you, behind me was this mom, right, two kids. One of the kids, boy, was just bad as hell. You know, one of them kids you can't even control. You hold in, you trying to, he's squirming. Bad as hell, B. The second kid was a girl and had the cough of a full-fledged Ebola patient. Shorty was wearing a mask around her face, but just around the face, like not covering her mouth. In front of me was this Asian man, his little son. Now, my kids were just chilling, you know, headphones on, relaxing, acting like they've been here before. And this Asian boy stands up with these cars. Now, you know, my son in his car. My son loves cars. So he roused my little guy all up. Out of nowhere, he just coughs right in my son's face. I wanted to flip the whole plane over. Next, one of these people to the left opened up some type of snack, smell like booty cheeks, B. Straight booty cheeks. All while the girl behind me was hacking up a lung. I told my wife, you got to go shower, because she has coughed all over your head. Your head top. Alright, but yeah, it was a wrap. I hope that little girl got her shit together, because it didn't look good. Got a chance to hit up a vinyl shop, though. That was really, really, really dope. You know, I just Googled dope vinyl shops, or the top 10 vinyl shops, and this one popped up. You know, it was said to be the best of them all. Easy Run. Had some shit in there, too. Yo, old man has some shit. I ain't gonna lie. Some, you know, it's funny when you're collecting vinyl, right? You start to see, you know, that they're easy to find. They're not that hard to find. Some of them, though, the price, you know, can be up, can be a little pricey. So this is the first time I've actually, like, really went through a spot where a lot of the vinyl were, like, high priced. $100, $200 for something. You're like, damn, I never even thought to see that. But I grabbed some smooth shit. I copped the debut 112 album. What? What? Black and white vinyl. Fire. You know what I'm saying? First time. They say it was re-released, so it was a very dope cop for me. Yeah, man, shout out to the old man. Florida State alum, apparently, said he's been collecting records for like 50 years. And I thought it was just so fire. If you're in the Orlando area, check out Easy Run Records. You will not be disappointed. They had this Porch Fest, and I thought it was so fire. The whole neighborhood kind of just shut down, and they had bands playing on people's porches, and it was just a really dope vibe to just kind of feel like you're in the middle of nowhere and to just see this music be played. It was a really dope time. Shout out to, you know, sunny Orlando, man. It's gonna be you and I when the time come. So enough about me yapping and all that other good stuff. Let's get to our freestyle of the day.
Blood on the money, blood on the leaves, bodies on the steps, I was walking through the peas. A lot of peer pressure giving powers to my schemes. Just bought a scale, trying to bottle up my dreams. 212 skinnies, I was following a fiend. Nights like this, plucking hollows off my sleeves. Still mashed up, every day Halloween. Food on the table, cause I starved with the G's. New drone work, had to call it the machine. Crown fitting right, you know you talking to a king. Louis Monogram playing chess with a queen. I ain't damn dollar, had to switch up my team. Study rules and parameters, slimy with tarantulas. Mops in the closet, shit, I could've been a janitor. Just left Paris, now I'm on my way to Canada. That's a French connection, I ain't even got a manager. New distribution, put a missile in the canister. Next 12 gauges, gon' knock them off the banister. Name on the banner, game on the scanner. Living off designer, I got plays in Atlanta. Hiking up the hill with the dirt like a camper. Had to pay the bills, by the first time to man up. 29 lots full of stock like Santana. Sleeping with my Glock, heard a knock, cop the hammer. Sitting in a drop with a bob playing Sanford. Shit so fire, I don't wanna clear the sample. 670, I was running down Randall. Stripes in the X like a young Mickey Mantle. Count dead presidents, I'm still lighting candles. Streets made a vandal, mom made a vanguard. Came right back, had to hit him with the shin guard. On the park side, feeling O's like a Scantron. Legends of the summer, killing season like Cameron. Got a little motion, then you gotta put your man on. Niggas taking stands, ain't really what they stand on. I can smell pussy, you a box full of tampons. I'm a main man, not the one to put your hand on. 10 toes down, ain't nobody that I ran on. Hide in the trap, I couldn't even turn the fan on.
Yes, sir. That was ASAP 12e on the radar podcast slash I'm not even sure what to call it, but it's fire. And man, it's been such a while, you know. 12e to me is the nicest of them all. Lyrically, he's been dope. And you know, kind of on the low ski. Had a project back out in 2017, Suicide, it was called 12, has some heat on there, man. If you have an opportunity to go check that out, please do. It's great to see ASAP 12e back outside. Alright, real quick, man, you know we gotta talk about a little bit of this hip-hop TV, something that you gotta watch. Don't say I ain't tell you. Tiny Desk with the snowman from the bottom of the map. Boy, Young Jeezy, Tiny Desk, something that you need to watch. Definitely some hip hop TV worth taking some time out to take a look at. I'm going to tell you the truth. I wasn't sure it was going to translate. Why? Well, first of all, let me just tell you something. There are two people that can do no wrong in my book. Well, there's a few people. But two people on that list, Frenchie and Young Jeezy. Young Jeezy can do no wrong. I'm always going to give his album a listen. It's going to take priority over everything. Because Thug Motivation 101 caught me at a time where I was highly impressed and I was taught something. All right, a lot of records don't teach me anything. A lot of albums don't teach me anything. Young Jeezy's Thug Motivation 101 taught me so much. All I gotta say is he led with standing ovation. Now, oh boy, if you are familiar with that album and that beat drops, they told me straight drop this and ziplock that. Right on my waistline is where I kept that strap. Let me hear you. Yeah. In the hearts of those who grind with O's because they feel my pain. Because they have my shows. And also another thing. Jeezy must have the fountain of youth. I'm not going to lie, man. I'm looking... When they say, man, they do say black don't crack, but I need to know. I need to figure out what Jeezy has done. I know it's some hair dye involved. I know it is. But geez, man, I was just so glad to see the snowman active. Great set list. A lot off the first album, showed real progression. I liked a lot of the little small speeches he kind of put in the middle of each one of the songs. He may be the only one I want to hear talk drugs and hustle still. I'm not gonna lie. Jeezy, I know, you know, you want your artists to progress. You want your artists to grow up. You want them to find other things to talk about. But I need young Jeezy to sell squares. I need young Jeezy to sell cocaine until there's no more left. I need Jeezy to be 75 years old, still hustling snow. I don't care. All right, I know you're grown. I know you don't do that anymore. I know you're a rapper, but there's certain people I need to stick to the persona for my own good, for me to continue, for me to move on, for me to keep going. Young Jeezy, if you're listening, I know you're listening. I need you to sell drugs forever. Okay, there is nothing else. Okay, you can squeeze in some motivational gems in there, but I need you to always talk about it because there's no one who does it better. It never gets old. The band did an amazing job behind them. They all had the snowman shirts on. Come on, you know, I actually got my little snowman shirt. I love it to death. I rock it every night. It's weird to rock it because it's like, you know what I mean? You gotta pick your spots when you wear it. But I definitely have my snowman shirt with Jeezy on the sleeve. And it was dope. So I'm going to put the show note in the show notes. The Tiny Desk, Young Jeezy. He also released his first book, Adversity, for sale last year. The lessons written in his memoir were in the music first. So I gotta say, shout out to Young Jeezy, Tiny Desk. Make sure you go see that. All right, man. This one is pretty simple. We got some new music just dropping. We probably gonna just stick with it here. Because, you know, this is one of my artists. This is one of my artists, French Montana's Mac and Cheese 5, just dropped. Mm-hmm. It's one of my artists. I don't care what you say. Coke Boy Records. The last one was done. Number 4 was done in 2019. And it's so classic when an artist, a hip hop artist, has different installments. That means like different tapes that are named different things, right? For different moods. It might be different production. It might be different vibes. And they're specifically placed on certain projects. Now, I don't think it gets more nostalgic than that. For someone who has 3 or 4 series, you know, he has the Coke Boys, he has the Casino Life, and Mac and Cheese 5, Wave Gods with Max B. You just can't, you really can't, you know, I think Fab is another person who has a few of those. And you just can't really beat that. You know, those are things that kind of remind me of the days of old. And I'm just so happy to have some brand new French Montana. This one right here is special. We're going to start the night off and the day off and the afternoon off and the evening off. Correct. This right here got a sample from Buju Banton, Kanye West, Saint John, who you probably haven't heard from in a long time. It's called Stand United and should be played at loud volume only. CUNY Radio. Board members. We can't sit around in a world turned upside down. My people. But stand united. Let's break our chains. But stand united. But stand united. But stand up united. Who invited us? United us. Let's light it up, united up. Stand up united, who invited us, united us. And divided us and hyped us up. Midas touch, I want the smoke, yeah, for all that type of bluff. The real talk, fuck your song, all that hype is up. Real talk, they ain't exciting us. Stand united, voters a block. Hold on the block, came from the block. Broke up the rock, then bought the block. Doing the wop, doing the ditty.
waiting to tell me how I feel. Like losing Billy in real life, been thinking about it all day. We're waiting till night, ballin' like Phil Mike. I don't need the money, need the morals like K-Dot. My circle's so small, it became a dot. Coke boy revelation. If you only work on sunny days, you never reach your destination.
I done been in the game 20 years, and that's on dialed up.
I done been in the game 15 years, please remind them. Got my flowers in the rose, it felt better in the Honda. Another 10, ducking 12, pumping 12, dodging beef.
There was nothing to respond to. They done cancel concerts.
They done cancel concerts. Fighting for the truth, had them canceling the sponsors. Talking all that money, what you think happened to Johnson?
They dealing with the monsters.
They dealing with the monsters.
They tell us that you're out. It's up. One time I'm coming shooting in loss. Hold on, pay my debt, tell me what it's called.
Listen, man, numbers came in. Kanye West managed to get his 11th consecutive number one album through a whole lot, right? Through two successful listening events, which I'm pretty sure they didn't really didn't really want to give him that, right? Two listening events, one in Chicago, the other on God's Green Island once again, which I was just so upset that I wasn't there. I wish I would have known. I like wanted to leave Atlantic City to when I found out that it might be on Long Island at the UBS Center, UBS Arena, excuse me. But I found out so last minute it was a wrap. I had to watch it hurting while I'm watching some of my peers there. That one kind of hurt because I surely would have been in the building there. But yeah, once again, two successful listening events, some trials and tribulations, multiple delays, changes to the track list, distribution disputes, you know, with his distributor, malfunctions, blackballing, sample issues, TMZ reporting. Yeah, but he managed to debut at number one on the Billboard 200 after just a 5-day tracking period. I don't know if you remember or if you've been listening. One of the things that I spoke about was that he dropped on a Saturday and like a weird time on Saturday rather than the Thursday midnight, right? Which is basically taking away 2 days almost of tracking numbers. We managed to score 148,000 equivalent units, consisted of about 129,000 streaming equivalent units, 18,000 pure album sales, and 1,000 track equivalent units. All 16 album tracks managed to debut on the Billboard Hot 100. Carnival, which to me is not my favorite of them all, but charted the highest at number 3. It is safe to say that they cannot get rid of this nigga. They can't get rid of this nigga. Made him some money with his merch. You know, he did kind of like a sneaky drop, $20 for everything, all of the merchandise on his website. I got about $125. Worth of it. I mean, come on, what's $20, huh? They probably fit a little weird, but I have some ideas how I'm gonna finesse everything to kind of make it fit and wear it you know, when I get the opportunity to. Don't get me wrong, it said it would take 100 years to ship. So I probably won't be rocking any of it till next winter. I'm gonna hold it if I ever do get it. But man, yeah, you can't say, you know, and I hope that Ye ain't pull a jack move on me. I gave him some bread in good faith. I really gave him some bread in good faith, and I'm hoping he ain't robbed me to fund his, you know what I mean, fund his dreams, and I ain't never gonna get none of that apparel. But one thing I have to repeat is, and this is crazy, I wanted to ask about the replay value of the album. Are you still listening to it? Do you think it can withstand the number one spot? Or was it just shock value? Meaning, you know, people just hear there's a Kanye West album and, oh my God, I gotta hear it, I gotta press it. You know, not necessary. It's kind of like the 6ix9ine thing, right? You know, when 6ix9ine came out and he began, you know, came out of jail, his numbers shot through the roof. Why? Because people, maybe not even people who were avid hip hop listeners, you know, they wanted to kind of see what he was going to kind of say. So I want to ask, are you still listening to it? Do you think he can withstand the number one spot after the shock value? Our guy Usher is at the number two right now. He did a halftime show. He did a residency in Vegas. Did 100 interviews, including Club Shay Shay, right after, you know, things shot through the roof with him. He's going back out on tour, just got married and dropped an album. And I think he has some, you know, pretty decent tracks on it. You have singer Noah Kahan, who is on the rise at number three. You've got Taylor Swift at the 6, 7, and 8 spot after becoming the biggest selling recording artist globally in 2023 for the second consecutive year, might I add. Please don't leave that out. Plus, she's going back out on tour. So will it be tough? It will be tough. You know, to wrap this up, I did a poll on my IG informing people about the number one and asking, you know, the elephant in the room question. I asked about replay value. I gave three options, right? When it comes to Kanye West's new album, Vultures, with Ty Dolla $ign, can't leave him out. I gave three options. Are you still listening? Did I listen once? Or I never heard it? Bruh, you would be kind of amazed at the results that I got. Now, let me make sure I get this right. So once again, still listening, listened once, haven't listened. 55% went with I listened once. 36% went with I haven't listened. Only 9% of this poll actually said I'm still listening. Now, mind you, the people that I asked are not necessarily music nerds. Have other things to do, have families, better things to do than just sit and listen to music like me all day. But the opinion is still very valuable because to me, that's the only one that matters, right? The everyday person, the everyday music consumer, I needed to ask them, are they still listening? Have they only listened one time? Or have they never listened? And those numbers to me were staggering. So looking like the replay value of the everyday listener isn't that high. I want to know what you think. Please, in the comments of the episode, let me know. Still listening? Listened once. Haven't listened at all. All right, man, you know it's all about mac and cheese today. Yeah, I'm taking a stance. There's other records that drop, but this is the only one that I really gave a fuck about. Mac and Cheese 5, French Montana, once again, the last one dropped 2019. One of the artists that I tell you can do no wrong in my book, one that you kind of have to pay attention to every time he comes out with some music. The next record I want to play is also a Kanye focused record. Features the West Side Gun and Kanye West once again. It's called Where They At. So we played a loud volume only, man. CUNY Radio.
Take a fucking other photo, man. Right, don't take brother, another fucking here. Photo, man.
I just got here, homie.
Don't take no photos.
You okay.
Stop it.
On a Peter Pan with two blocks. The bomb look like a fool, but baby, let's make do it. If the doors come, don't call my phone. I never knew you. If you make it, I put you wet suit you while we school. But multi-millionaire and a two-time loser. Got a button on the back with the air cooler. Got bricks on consignment. If I fuck with you, Gucci racing suit on and I ain't even driving.
Like, can he rap? I don't even know where most my Grammys at.
Remember when they asked dumb shit like, can he rap? Now I can't even find my diamond plaques. Merge through the smoke in the haze like Isaac. More LV than Pharrell in my closet.
No, for real.
South Bronx, I got a rep. Send your bitch out of breath. Word of Anna, smoke the Lucy on the Met Gala steps. Reverse the eyes, silk Versace on, big and hypnotized. California love, but New York my blood, can't pick a side. Both got mansions, just a different size. Cocaine city, the billboards, the rap drug laws. Flow fitting on, boys slept on, ops stepped on.
All right, man, French Montana, Kanye West, West Side Gun, where they at off his brand new Mac and Cheese 5. Been a little while since we got the next installment of this episode of this series now. Once again, it's so classic when an artist gives you different series of music. Saving vibes for this and that and just compartmentalizing a lot of the records. You can't really beat that. Now, once again, French is one of those artists for me that can do no wrong. And I've told you that before, and I don't care what you say. I don't care because this is true for me for a few different reasons. And you should feel this way too. Number one, he's about as New York as we got right now. Now, obviously, okay, he had to head down south, right, to get on. As far as the style goes, had to do some records at first, you know, because the New York sound wasn't really working. They weren't playing the records here in New York. And he had to go down south to kind of get on. But don't be fooled. He can give you one of the really New York single sounding songs in a heartbeat. And you can't really You can't really front on his records, you know, on his bars because they're simple. But they got sneaky substance in there, right? This project right here really did it for me. I can't hold you. It did it for me. I haven't been moved in a while, in a real while, when it comes to projects. I enjoyed the feature choice because, hey, you know that French has one hell of a Rolodex. Probably anybody he wants to call, he can probably get on the phone. You know, he came up right along everybody. People like Dirk and those guys, he helped foster them into the business. He can really call anybody. And this one was no different. Lil Wayne, Rick Ross, Kanye, obviously on a couple records, produced, and, you know, a little sidebar or two, West Side Gun joint I just gave to you, Lil Baby, Lil Durk. Maxi spoke a little something on there. Then he even went Super NY and brought up some youngsters and Jen Carter and Kyle Rich. And this thing got me bit. Like, when are we and again? You know, those cats. Production, so classic. So classic to me, it's new. Me and my guy Doc Hollywood up to no good. Long time ago on this joint, we spoke about music going so, rap music that is, going so left to a point where music that was the regular way will sound new again. And this is one of those examples. Simply classic French. Love the samples. This project was a lot of things for me. Fun, had bars, had some gems. And I'm gonna probably rock this for a little while. I hope you do too. Alhamdulillah. Alright. I wanted to really go see this movie. Avion Crockett plays Russell Simmons in the Hip Hop Story movie. I really wanted to go see it. It came out when I was in Florida. I came back home really trying to find tickets, and all the tickets are in the city. Select AMC Theaters in the Bronx, New Jersey, places that I just really couldn't get to. Right away, I tried to go to the good old Fire Stick, you know what I'm saying? Wasn't able to see it there. So, and the Bob Marley movie as well. I'm really trying to see these. I've been tied up like crazy, running around, trying to make sure I go see these. But that Avion Crockett movie looks so dope. It looks hilarious. He's playing a lot of the characters himself. He looks the spitting image of Russell Simmons. It looks spooky how spitting image he is. Goodness gracious. If you have that opportunity, or if you've seen it, please hit me up. Let me know what's going on. I really want to go see this Avion Crockett movie. Hopefully it will get released, you know, here on the island, because time is hectic right now. And getting to the Bronx, it's going to be like a little tough. Pops is not there right now. If you've seen the movie, please let me know. I really, really, really want to know what it is. Anyway, man, I go by the name Corey Cool. I represent Cool University. I want to give a real shout out to my podcasting brothers, the Nobody Cares About Father's Day podcast, Holly, the DEP, Talk About Being Black, Superhero Dads. I also want to give a shout out to the Cigars and Whiskey podcast. I can't wait to get back and work with you fellas this week. I missed y'all. I missed putting in the good work. We got two episodes coming out very shortly from the both of those fellas. Just make sure you stay tuned. You can find me on the Voice of NCC 90.3 FM every Thursday, 9 to 10 p.m. Playing It Cool. That's on iHeartRadio. Like I said, 90.3 FM if you're in the Long Island area, or the Odyssey app, or the WHPC app, and you could find it. So look, man, we got to make a move. I'm going to make sure, you know, I holler at you. We're going to get to some more of this French Montana. This is with Lil Wayne and Ricky Rose, the Splash Brothers. I'm going to see you, man. So from me to you, have a great week and party responsibly.
Hey, hey. Whoa, 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 whoa. Young Montana and the Coke way. Fed said they got the whole thing on tape. The trial about to start in 4 days. So we going to rise to the top. Yeah, Anastasia, Splash and Frenchie, whoa, 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 whoa.
Young Montana in Louisiana, fat pockets, got my pants looking like MC Hammers. I piss a nigga off until he got an empty bladder. A hustler, baby, I can sell Nevada to Nevada. Huh. I'm on that coke wave, stay in your own lane, nigga, I got road rage. Got old money, I got hundreds about your age. Got OGs listening to me like the OJs, okay. I used to run the corner like a jet sweep, talking all Coca-Cola, no Pepsi. All gold roly-poly on my left wing. Drop the cocaine in the water, that's a wet dream. Never stepped on the work, no footprints. All these bad bitches make it hard to find a good bitch. Coke boy, yeah, white girl, yeah, hot boy, yeah, spice girl, yeah, young moolah.
Whoa, 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 young Montana in the coke wave. Fed said they got the whole thing on tape. The trial about to start in 4 days. So we gonna rise to the top. Yeah, Anastasia, splashing Frenchie. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Montana. On double MG, I fuck a rapper's wife. Blow a Birkin on and I won't even touch it twice. Your favorite rapper in the precinct writing essays. When Hov took a break, I had the city for a decade. Culture top three, we done started up the wave. You only get your flowers when I put them on your grave. Niggas stay scheming, but they ain't ready to pop that. Coke boys move keys where the locks at. Diamond singles, platinum albums in the drop coupe. Might take my Hollywood bitches and start a pop group. Niggas crack fiends for the rap memes. Took one to the head like Suge in the Black Beam. I follow OGs, not the IG. Me and Splash brothers like the Isleys. I couldn't rhyme fest, made the pie stretch. Devil on my heels like Lil Nas X. My country girl mad, I faded like Boosie on her. My city girl ride with the Uzi on her. You been a Doja, word a Doja Cat. Call your soldier Slim, cause we don't know your clap. Who you stunting on? My bitch got a bigger truck. Pour peers on live, I don't give a fuck.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Young Montana in the coke wave. Fed said they got the whole thing on tape. The trial about to start in 4 days. So we gonna rise to the top. Yeah, Anastasia. Splashing Frenchie. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Huh. Biggest. Never asked, I only came to do the devil's task. Fellin' fast, so I just gotta get a pedal gas. Never crash, I'm spending money like I never had. Several bags, I get a bitches that'll never last. Say my name, niggas looking for you with treasure maps. Can't pedal back and I'm surprised your label ain't collapsed. Waving flags, but you the one we also aiming at. 40 bottles and left you pussies with the table tap. Therefore, I apologize before you win a lot of rhymes. And I done smoked a lot of niggas in a lot of mine. Celebrating after scores and that's a lot of fines. Oh, I can turn you niggas up and that's the bottom line.
Bitch. Young Montana in the coke wave. Fed said they got the whole thing on tape. The trial about to start in 4 days. So we gonna rise to the top.